Traveling with oxygen plan, and plan again. The hum of an airport is like the symphony of the world on shuffle. Overhead announcements, hurried footsteps, the occasional bout of laughter from a group of vacation-bound travelers. For most people, it's a process: check-in, security, boarding, take-off, arrival. For those who require oxygen, however, travel is a logistical puzzle where every piece must fit, because one wrong move could mean delays, discomfort, or even a cancelled trip. Al Menting knows this all too well. He and his wife, Bonnie, are seasoned travelers, but their experience comes with layers most people never consider. At 68, with a deep-rooted love for exploring, he doesn't let his reliance on oxygen slow him down. He lets strategy take the lead. The art of planning. Spontaneity that was for another lifetime. Now, every trip is a meticulously crafted plan. Airlines require approval for oxygen concentrators, and that's not a process you start the night before a flight. Al ensures that paperwork is squared away months in advance. Then, there's the airport. Security checks take longer, pat-downs are inevitable, and TSA agents don't always recognize medical equipment on site. Patience, Al says. You have to have patience, because the only other option is giving up. And that's not an option. Packing, that's another beast. A nebulizer, batteries carefully measured for airline regulations, and backup tubing all need to fit in his carry-on. On longer trips, he even ships a larger oxygen concentrator ahead of time, so it's waiting for him at his destination. It's a system that works because it has to. The airports, the airlines, and the battles in between. There was a time when Al and Bonnie flew on budget airlines, saving a few bucks and making do with the cramped conditions. That time is over. Now, it's major airlines and, when possible, first class. It's not about luxury but practicality. More space, better boarding processes, and a higher likelihood that someone will actually be there with the requested wheelchair when they land. Because, believe it or not, that's not always a given. There was one time in Atlanta, after an 18-hour flight from Australia, Al recalls, we got off the plane, exhausted, and there was no wheelchair. We found one, but then my wife had to push me. We're both in our late 60s. That's not how this is supposed to work. The game of travel is different when medical equipment is involved. There are no assumptions. Everything must be confirmed. And reconfirmed. And sometimes, re-reconfirmed. Why keep traveling with all the extra effort, the added headaches, and the unpredictability of it all, one might ask, why bother? Why not just stay put, because sitting still isn't an option? Travel, for Al, is freedom. It's a break from the routine, from the house projects he can no longer do himself, from the day-to-day realities of managing a condition that demands constant attention. It's the ability to still say yes to the world. Sure, some destinations have fallen off the list. Cabo, for example, with its steep hills and lack of accessibility, is no longer feasible. But Florida, Australia, absolutely. With the right planning, the right mindset, and maybe a few deep breaths along the way, the world is still wide open. Tips for travelers with oxygen needs. 1. Plan, plan, and plan again. Get airline approval for oxygen concentrators well in advance. Check TSA regulations on batteries and carry proper documentation. Arrange for wheelchairs ahead of time and confirm the request multiple times. Make sure airline tickets and room reservations are refundable to accommodate potential cancellations due to health reasons. Travel insurance. Very important. To know your destination. Research local medical supply stores in case you need replacement equipment. Check accessibility at hotels, transportation hubs, and attractions. If necessary, ship larger equipment ahead to your destination. 3. Build in extra time. Security will take longer. Boarding will take longer. Everything will take longer. And that's okay, because the reward of seeing new places is always worth the extra effort. The world doesn't stop for anyone, but that doesn't mean you can't find a way to keep up. Al does, every time he boards a plane. And if he can do it, so can you.